Though the truth, truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the first day of May, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, I'm going to put you guys to work. I want you all to please consider becoming a student, as I have, of Professor James McCanney. He's authored 10 books. Given what's happened the past few days here in the middle of the country, storm reaching all the way from basically from Texas to the Canadian border, pretty much. His weather book, I think that's an important book that needs to be read and incorporated into your very being. We had what amounts to a hurricane over land, what Professor McCanney calls a himicane. And in my part of the world here in eastern Missouri, we're undergoing some severe flooding, interstate highways shut down, going to be shut down. It's a mess. So become a student of Professor McCann if you want to understand what's going on and why. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Mandy Thompson. Mandy is my director of marketing, the co-founder of the Liberty Army. And we're going to talk about how you can get John Moore to do something that no other talk show host is doing. Alex Jones isn't doing it. Nobody else is doing it. That's mailing you a check. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Well, Mandy, we're working with this doctor in the Czech Republic to have me come there and do a speaking engagement and be awarded the Prague Peace Prize. It's not posted on my website yet, but Tim has been busy with a lot of matters, and we'll have that posted, I hope, soon, in the next day or so. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. Congratulations. And the list of people who have received this in the past are very distinguished individuals. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm looking forward to working with the doctor to not only get you over there, but also to get you some speaking engagements while over there. So in regards to that, if you are listening and you are an international, if you are over in Europe and in the Prague area and England and Scotland and Ireland, John is working right now to to go there around the in July. So if you would like for him to come speak within your community or at a business association, a dinner of sorts, just email me help@thelibertyman.com, and we can see, we can arrange a whole tour while you're over there. You may be over there for a little while.
Well, that's possible. I told Dr. Bourne that if she can get me one speaking engagement a week, I'll stay there as long as necessary. And one a week would be a somewhat doable number, given the time frame of setting something up, travel, and so forth. So that's a lot of fun. But we're still looking at doing speaking engagements here in the States as well, aren't we, Mandy?
Absolutely. And all I need for people to do is email me, help@thelibertyman.com. And, I mean, for people who, for anyone who's paying attention to the weather, this system that happened this past weekend developed into something that it seems meteorologists and a lot of experts are saying, we've never seen anything like this. And within a period of 24 hours, look what it did. I mean, you've got all the dams around the Branson, Missouri area, which is one of the, you know, the biggest tourist areas in the state of Branson, are all at over flood levels. And so prayers for the Branson area. But these things can change on a dime. And it's very important for businesses and families to have a plan when these things happen.
Right,
so that
right.
And that's where John can help. I mean, by just watching what's going on in our world, I mean, it can change in the blink of an eye.
Right.
So it's just important to for businesses and individuals and groups to discuss these things, to realize what the potential is, no matter if it's flooding, if it's an earthquake, if it's a solar activity from the sun that could bring down the grid. You know, it's just, you know, instead of saying, oh, well, I hope that never happens one day, why don't you say, well, there's a possibility that this could happen, and John Moore is the man to come in and talk about preparedness and planning for it, so that you you have that in hand, and you're good to go if something may happen, because a lot of people very quickly had to go into shelters in the Missouri area this past weekend.
Right. Well, when the highway engineers were given their assignments to build these interstate highways, all over the United States, one of the foundational things they were told was make sure these things never flood. And they did. They built these things knowing that the engineering protocols in place would guarantee that these interstate highways would never flood. Now they're underwater. That's not supposed to happen. I'll be talking to Professor McKinney the next day or two, but I believe this was an inland hurricane these past few days. We had one, I had to check my records, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago here in the Midwest, and it was a hurricane over land. In fact, my friend Ann Morrison tells a great story, Mandy, about how she, and of course you were up to your eyeballs in the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, but Ann Morrison was in a Skywarn class. These classes are held all over the United States to train civilians how to accurately observe and then report their weather observations to their local authorities. So this is only about 2 months after Hurricane Katrina. So during one of the breaks, this young meteorologist, a young man in his mid-30s, he made a comment during the break, and I can pretty much quote it verbatim. Just wait until you start seeing these hurricanes developing over land. Well, that can't happen according to traditional meteorology, Mandy. It simply can't. But Ann asked a follow-up question, and the young meteorologist instantly recognized that if he answered Ann's follow-up question, it would compromise his career and his pension. So he just ignored her question. But I wrote about this in my article, No Need for Panic. It's a free download at my website. If you really want an education on what's going on, well, bring me into your community as a speaker, and I will educate you, your family, your community, your company, your church, whoever brings me in. They'll get an education, won't they, Mandy?
Absolutely. And I think it's very interesting that you said that, because I heard a YouTube person who's very successful at putting out things about the weather, say this past weekend that, and I'm not sure if this is technology, how technology has expanded with satellites or whatnot, but he said, you know, back in the 1970s, when you were looking at storms, it was a county-to-county thing. They could measure it and say it's in this county, now it's in that county, and you could track it. And today, it is now, it covers the entire state. I mean, it's just, and this thing this past weekend was from New Mexico to Canada. I mean, that is almost, that is, you know, 85% of the United States, basically. Right. And these things just, it seems, I'm not sure if it, you know, our life and times or storms has just gotten bigger, but the fact of the matter is, if you look at as John knows and other people know, I spent 2 months down in Louisiana after the flooding this past year, and that happened in 24 hours. What's happening in Missouri happened in 24 hours, and I think it's very important for people to be prepared for such situations because life. Area that is prone to flooding. I'm sure people who live in an area that's prone to flooding do have certain plans. But the fact of the matter is, what's happening today is, and you hear this all the time now, well, we never thought this would happen here, or this has never happened here before. These things that are 100-year floods are now becoming 1,000-year floods. Oh, this, you know, and that's what we're seeing. Those are the life and times that we're in. And there is no, and you never know. I mean, like I said, places that have never flooded before are now flooding. Like that's interstates, right. This would never flood. This will never happen. These things are happening now, and it's time for people to really take a hold of the success of their future and the success of what happens in the aftermath of an emergency, and that is how John can help.
Right, right. Well, here's how I get started. You don't have to have any expertise in booking a speaking engagement. That's not necessary. When you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see Uncle Sam there at the top pointing right at you. Click on there, and you'll get the information you need to put together the information that Mandy needs. Mandy's real easy to contact. Her email address is help@thelibertyman.com, isn't it, Mandy?
Yes, help@thelibertyman.com. It is very, very easy. Not only if you are a business owner, if you are a leader of an association or organization, if you're just a member of a group, if you have some fun neighbors, you guys really care about each other and want to get some planning together, the sky's the limit on the reach of John's message and how he can assist. It could be a small family. It could be a group of 40,000, you know, and he caters his message to the type of group he's speaking with. So tell me about Missouri, John. I mean, it seems the national news really isn't even focusing on the fact that the state is, you know, having emergency evacuations and is basically underwater.
Some of these issues are man-made. There was, beginning in the early 1970s, a series of very serious floods affecting much of the Midwest, not just Missouri. As a consequence, a lot of levees were built, and existing ones were made even stronger and larger. And the consequences of that is floodplains, which used to bleed off a lot of that water, are now protected, funneling and making the water levels higher downriver. A good example is Eureka, Missouri. My brother has a business there. My friend Sam Andrews has a business there. And as a consequence of these levees and dikes being built, there's flooding in Eureka, Missouri that never had happened before because of this channeling, funneling of these massive amounts of water. And that's, you know, that's an unintended consequence of what's going on. What happened over the weekend was most likely a land-based hurricane. I was busy dealing with the consequences here. I wasn't looking at the radar, but my friends who were looking at the radar said it had that classic counterclockwise swirl of a hurricane, or what Professor McKinney calls a himicane. And we will be dealing with consequences of this for probably weeks and months into the future. I know that I had appointments today. I canceled. I'm going to be canceling to visit Dr. Myers, for example. All of Interstate 44 is being channeled off into two-lane highway. Old Route 66 is carrying that traffic, which means unbelievable traffic jams when you've got tens of thousands of cars and trucks going over to a two-lane highway that's not meant to carry that kind of traffic. It will be an absolute nightmare, and that will go on for days until that water gets back down to normal levels. I can't comment on other communities because I'm not aware of what's going on, Mandy, but we had some I was landlocked here at my place for until 11:30 yesterday morning because of water over the bridge, a good 2 feet over the bridge at my place. And lots of flooding in Crawford County and other parts of central, south central and eastern Missouri as a consequence of this storm over the weekend. But apparently, you know, this storm stretched all the way, like you say, from New Mexico to the Canadian border. I'm sure there's many, many other communities that are having flooding and power outages and so forth as a consequence. Being prepared in advance is the key to getting by, isn't it, Mandy?
Absolutely. And there's no time like the present to do this. And the thing is, once you do it, you're going to feel great about doing it because this only enhances your life, and not only enhances your life, but everyone who is around you, because you have the solutions in hand. You have, hey, we're in this situation. I know what to do. I can help. Plan A, B, C, and D. And you share that information, and it trickles out, and it helps everyone around you. Don't be a part. You know, be a part of the solution and not the problem, I say. So John can absolutely. If guidance is what you need in these areas as a business owner or a big group or just a group of friends, just email me help@thelibertyman.com. And that is how, that's what John does. That's how John rolls. He helps people. He helps communities.
All right. I think, Manny, considering what's going on with Prague and my being awarded this Prague Peace Prize, we probably need to block out all of August and September in case I do have a number of speaking engagements in Europe. That would probably be a wise thing to do, don't you think?
Yes, I need to speak with you. I want to make sure everything is secure with Prague before we branch out. But yes, so people, the calendar is filling up for 2017. So there's no time like the present to give me a call and let's figure out. You can email me help@thelibertyman.com. And, I mean, this thing that happened this past weekend, it was very interesting because I keep up with YouTube channels that are focused on the weather. And, I mean, I was hearing things like, I've been watching the radar for 15 years. I've never seen anything like this. What did we know? It was very interesting. I mean, this thing just became a monster very, very quickly. And these things are now happening in our life and times. And, I mean, there could be, you know, days and days of debate on what is causing these things to happen. But, you know, the facts that they are happening and people are saying, we've never seen this before, this is not normal, you know, makes me a little wary and just aware that these things could be, you know, getting more frequent in the coming months, you know, coming weeks, months, and years.
Right.
So, so we need to, people need to be aware and, prepare for things that they have never seen before. I mean, this storm, I mean, I've never seen anything like it either. I'm not really into weather that much, but the people who are experts were saying those kinds of things. Yeah, it's good to have a plan. It's good to be aware that we can say, "Hey, this we could be underwater in 24 hours. What would we do about it?" You know. So, and Missouri is the Ozarks are a high elevation. I mean, it's very interesting. I'm not very good with topography and how things flow, but I'm not far from the Arkansas River and have a creek in my yard, and I'm only at 500 feet elevation, but I'm. For some reason, I'm fine here, you know. And then Missouri, which is I guess it's because of the amount of water. But
we have lots of creeks.
No matter where you live, you need to be prepared for things that have never happened before.
Absolutely.
Say,
so. Here's our break. Hold on, Mandy. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of May. And we're talking about how you can get John Moore to mail you a check. Yes, that's what I'm offering. I'm not asking you for money. I'm asking to give me the opportunity to give you some money. A commission check for booking a speaking engagement. And we're talking some a pretty nice check here, aren't we, Mandy?
Yes, it could be up to $1,500. So this could definitely help out. So if you are, if you need some extra money, we created the Liberty Army to help people. And this not only helps you, puts money in your wallet and your pocketbook, but the information is invaluable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's simple. It's easy. We respect and maintain your privacy. I want to mention a couple of things before you get away here, Mandy. My listeners have found two more maps of North America and another continent with new coastlines. One is Elysium. That's a very popular recent movie. And it's showing the continent of Africa with half of Africa underwater. And the other, this kind of caught me by surprise. 62 years ago, 1955, there was a TV series called Captain Midnight. And there was a map of North America with Florida and Cuba gone.
Wow.
How about that? I didn't expect to find anything older than 1957, but now we're going back to 1955, 62 years ago. It was a children's program, black and white. Everything was black and white. The map is not all that sharp and in focus, but you can see there's no Florida and no Cuba on the map.
Well, I was making the rounds about 2 weeks ago. Was the fact that there was a Scooby-Doo episode where all of them are talking about Planet X and Zachariah Sitchin and its effects on the Earth and Scooby-Doo. So, these are children's programs that they are feeling that they are releasing the information for the betterment of society and humanity. It's very interesting. So, the slow leaks keep coming. So, yeah, it's wonderful that people are finding this stuff. I have a friend who's in my APP group, and with all of the unrest in cities, he lives somewhere off the coast of Florida on an island. And he said, I'll just, disappear to one of the islands. And I said, well, what's the elevation? And he said, 3 feet. And I said, yeah, you might want a boat, So, yeah, I mean, it may be solitude, but if I lived down there, I would definitely have a boat. So, yeah. I mean, so I hope that everyone is safe and well during this flooding that's happening. And this system is about to pound the East Coast today. So I pray for everyone to be safe. And if you find yourself in a situation where you wish you had more information, that's where John can help. And as John said, we provide you with a check. So just email me help@thelibertyman.com. And it'll probably be one of the best things that you have done in a long time. Just having peace of mind with that knowledge.
Absolutely. Mandy, I want to thank you for being with us and look forward to talking to you soon. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to have open lines. Got the 5 of the hour break coming up. A couple of new shotguns I want to talk about here. After the break, very cutting edge, in my opinion. I was talking to a man that works at Remington the other day, and wondering why they hadn't done this before. It's fascinating. Bottom of the hour break coming up, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Fascinating stuff. The storm. This himicane, as Professor McKenna would call it. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And according to Professor McKenna, all cyclonic storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, and typhoons are all electrical in nature. And we're now finding out that it's not a consequence of warm water that creates hurricanes. Far from it. These are electrical storms. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of May, May Day. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, we have quite a few of my listeners searching and finding new images of maps showing new coastlines, not just North America, but now we have Africa in the film Elysium, very popular current movie, Elysium. Another listener found an episode of a 1955 TV series called Captain Midnight. I watched that when I was a boy. I would have been, 8 years old or so. And it shows North America with Florida gone and Cuba gone. We hope to get these things posted soon. Now, a lot of times these images aren't all that clear. In fact, another listener found a better image, still not crystal clear sharp, from NCIS, the director's office, where North America is missing Florida and part of Baja California. So here's the deal. If you can find a movie or a TV show showing a continent, I'm not restricting this to North America anymore, a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs that I've produced, not other people's DVDs that I sell, such as those farm-related DVDs, but my own DVDs. You get your choice of any of those as a thank you. So keep looking, keep searching. When you find these images, the list keeps growing, and I'm sure there's going to be, at this point, many, many others. Moving on from there, I have energy cleaners for sale. Yes, I do. I was pretty busy over the weekend dealing with the consequences of this flood, and I went to bed with minor aches and pains and woke up pain-free in the morning because of my energy cleaner, and you can also. We're going to have hundreds of volunteers showing up to do sandbagging in Eureka, Missouri today. I'm sure that those folks would like to have an energy cleaner tonight when they go home. It's a great healing device. We focus on arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. If it doesn't work, small percentage chance it won't. Box it up, ship it back. I have a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I have. I also have mattress pads. If you already have your energy cleaner and you're tired of waking up with being scratched and poked by that aluminum screen wire, which does always break apart, it does, of course it does. It's meant to be on screen doors, not on beds. Get yourself a factory-made fitted mattress pad and enjoy a great night's sleep without getting poked by the breaking up aluminum screen wire. All the details are at my website. You can place your orders right there at my website. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, for you folks, you men and women who like to defend yourself with a shotgun, we now have Remington and Mossberg both are manufacturing and selling 12-gauge pump shotguns that have a 14-inch barrel, and get this, no transfer tax, no $200 transfer tax, no federal tax at all. Remington calls theirs the TAC 14, as Tango Alpha Charlie, the TAC 14. Mossberg calls theirs the Shockwave. They're both very similar. I was talking to a man who works for Remington, and he's real pumped up on these. He builds these things, this shotgun, one or the other of these shotguns certainly rose to the top of my list of things to acquire. There's no better fight stopper than a 12-gauge shotgun. It just simply stops fights. Typically, the presentation of the shotgun is enough to stop the fight. Now, typically when you're dealing with a criminal, they're going to have something in their bloodstream beyond just plain old blood. They're going to have alcohol and or drugs. Frequently, unfortunately, a combination of both. Sometimes they get to the point where they lose all fear, even the fear of staring down the barrel of a 12-gauge shotgun, which is pretty fearsome. But other than those occasions, which do happen, the presentation of the 12-gauge shotgun is enough to stop the fight and bring it to an end, to stop the criminal, have that criminal stop his criminal activity and patiently wait for the police to come and take him into custody. So, yes, I'll be looking at these shotguns very carefully, possibly ordering one, maybe a couple of them. Mossberg and Remington both do a great job when it comes to manufacturing all the firearms that they manufacture. The TAC-14 is a version of the Remington 870, which has been the most popular shotgun for police departments to buy for decades, probably 30-plus years. The Mossberg is a variation, I believe, of their 590, which was specifically designed to meet the criteria for the U.S. Navy SEALs for their activities, boarding ships, taking them over. So you can't go wrong either way. They're both priced in a very close competitive price point, manufacturer's MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price. Of course, almost nobody pays retail. that's almost a given. You may want to talk to your gun dealer about getting one of these for yourself, the Remington TAC 14 or the Mossberg Shockwave. I'm not sure if either one of them or one or both is available in 20 gauge. If you're 5'2" and weigh 110 pounds, you may want to go the 20 gauge route. That might be a smart thing for somebody of small stature. Otherwise, go ahead and get the 12 gauge. It's a handful. It'll be a handful, no doubt. Of course it'll be a handful. And it'll be limited use. You're not going to take this thing duck hunting. You're not going to shoot sporting clays with it. Well, you could try it, but your odds of success are limited. It's meant for one thing and one thing only. That's to defend innocent human life and property. That's what it's meant for. That's what it's going to be used for. I was telling my gunsmith the other day, it'd be great for bodyguard work because you could hold this thing underneath a trench coat out of sight and have a great fight stopper right there, handy. There are ways to build a really large shoulder holster to hold one of these things. It would be a good size shoulder holster, to say the least, but it can be done. Of course it can be done. There's going to be reviews written on these. They're so new that I'm not aware of any reviews being written yet on the TAC 14 or the Shockwave. But they'll be coming out. I subscribe to a couple of different firearms, actually three different firearms publications, and I know that over the next 2 or 3 months there's going to be some reviews written. As I was saying to the man that works for Remington and my gun dealer both, it took them long enough to figure out how to do this. It's simply a matter of the proper paperwork being done and what they how they designate calling these firearms to not have to get involved with the federal paperwork for AOWs, any other weapons, or sawed-off shotguns, that kind of thing. It's amazing. And I'm really glad that legal counsel for Remington and Mossberg have figured this out and are moving forward to manufacture and sell a much-needed product. That's a concealable 14-inch barrel shotgun. That's great. I'm glad to see they're doing it. There's another company manufacturing a shotgun with a 6-inch barrel. It's considerably more expensive, but with this 14-inch barrel shotgun coming up, maybe they'll bring down the price on that little shorty shotgun. Of course, these are all shorties, aren't they? I recall being in the premises of a machine gun dealer I know and seeing a sawed-off 870 shotgun, and it had a pretty substantial price on it. I think it was $1,000 or $1,200 on this thing, plus a $200 transfer tax. This changes everything, doesn't it, when it comes to concealable shotguns. I'm looking forward to seeing the reviews and see what kind of accessories they end up with. I know there's going to be some side saddle accessories that probably already will fit, giving you an extra a few rounds there. A lot of misconceptions about how you use a shotgun in combat and misconceptions about what magazine capacity means. So I can give you a quick idea of how this works. If you're defending your home with a shotgun, it doesn't matter what the capacity is. Well, let's say you've got one of these TAC 14s or a Mossberg shotgun, and I think the Mossberg holds 5 in a magazine and 1 in a chamber. It's a 6-round capacity. So here's what you do. So you're confronting the home invaders, and say there's 3 men. Typically, home invasion would be 3 men. So it would be shoot, shoot, load, load. Shoot, shoot, load, load. That's how it works. Shoot, shoot, load, load. Or shoot, load, shoot, load. So therefore, you don't need to have a 20-round or 30-round capacity because as you shoot, you reload. Now, to do this under pressure, when you're half awake, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're scared, and it's dark, and you're trying to defend the life of your loved ones, doing that under pressure the first time is probably not the wisest thing. It's good to run drills where you've got a coach who can put you through drills where you're creating pressure. I've done this with a number of students, including my wife, where you artificially create pressure to put pressure on the student so that they have to unload the empty shells in the case of a revolver and reload fresh cartridges and do this under pressure of a stopwatch, for example. That's the way it's done. And you do these drills over and over again until the student is a bit more comfortable with loading and reloading their rifle, their carbine, their pistol, their shotgun under pressure. That's how it's done. That's what works. Reading about it, thinking about it, casual plinking at the range won't get it done. You need a coach, and you need to be under pressure. Three-gun competition is a great way to get these skills. Paintball, well, you won't be loading and reloading a real gun, but you'll be under pressure. That's a good thing. Airsoft, another example, where you won't be loading and reloading a real firearm, but you'll be working under pressure. All these things help, and they all work together to get you to the place where if you do wake up to the sound of breaking glass at 2 o'clock in the morning and you have to defend life and property, you're going to be much more better equipped to do so if you've gone through these training exercises. Far better equipped. And that's my goal, is to see all of you be far better equipped out there to deal with a violent criminal who means your harm. I was reading this morning about the grandfather of a 17-year-old home invader who was shot to death by a gentleman defending his home with an AR-15. He shot to death all three home invaders who were armed and had masks over their faces, and the grandfather of one of the deceased criminals bemoaning the fact that his grandson was shot to death. And that's understandable. The love a grandparent would have for his deceased grandson, well, it's a sad thing that this young man met his demise because he made a choice to engage with his two buddies in a home invasion. And that I'm aware of, anyway, where the family of the criminal successfully sues the homeowner for defending life and property. It doesn't happen here in Missouri because of that statute. That's a good statute. Absolute defense. That's the exact wording. Absolute defense. No lawyer I know is going to take up that kind of cause, because they know they're going to lose. And there's the statute also makes the person suing the homeowner liable for all the homeowner's legal costs, deposition costs, lost wages from work. And I jokingly say in my pistol classes, even parking fees and lunch. But seriously, it's a good statute, and I would like to see all of the 49 other states adopt a similar statute. giving homeowners an absolute defense to defend their property against criminals. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? We've got a break coming up here. We've got open lines at 800-313-9443. It looks like Marie Le Pen is ahead of the polls of this other character. That's a good thing. If you're in France, if you know somebody in France, I want to encourage all of you to vote for Marie Le Pen. Seriously, that needs to happen. Take your country back from the European Union. Take your country back from the Muslims invading your country. And it is an invasion. There's no two ways about it. They fully intend to conquer Europe. They were defeated at the Battle of Vienna, but they haven't forgot that. That defeat happened on September 11th. They have not forgotten that. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of May, May Day. The communists were really attempting to take over Saigon the first day of May. They ended up a few days early. What an absolute tragedy, what we did to that country, to those people. I love Vietnam. I love the people. As many of you know, if you've read my bio, I was an intelligence analyst in Vietnam, working in psychological warfare. I was, you always hear fathers tell their sons, never volunteer for anything in the military. I volunteered for everything. I was just, when it was time for me to leave, it took a month. I had to train three men to take my place. There was no way they were going to try to find somebody to do all the things I was doing. That wasn't going to happen. But by the time I'd been in Vietnam only 4 or 5 weeks, I recognized that the war I was in was not the war my parents and everybody in the United States thought I was in. It was entirely different. Entirely different. And we, the U.S., we made massive mistakes, dozens of massive mistakes in that war. But the biggest one, the one that kept it going for so long, was not bombing one ship. If one ship had been sunk, that would have brought the war to an end in just a few months. That ship was the Dredge that dredged out Hanoi Harbor, with the port of Haiphong, I should say. There was only one; they only had one deep water port in Vietnam, only one, where the ocean-going ships could come in and offload all the weapons of war that were coming in there. And the river that fed into it brought so much silt in that in a matter of a few months, if the dredge was not operating, the port would have been inoperable. This was well known at the highest levels. Of course, the Secretary of Defense, McNamara, knew this. The President knew it, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and so forth. But they wanted to keep the war going. How criminal is that? They wanted to keep the war going, so they didn't sink that one ship, that dredge, that was keeping the port open. That's criminal, and I think it should be looked into officially. But that's probably not going to happen. We have a caller on hold here. We got a break coming up. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. you touched on something that's near and dear to my heart in a warped sort of way. The Muslims invading Europe. Speaking of that, how's Randall Terry doing? I haven't heard him on your show lately.
I need to catch up with Randall. We had him on every week for our better part of 2 months. And he's got some personal issues he's been dealing with, and I just need to catch up with him, see how he's doing. I quite frankly don't know.
I'll tell you, I donated to the cause of producing that movie. Not a tremendous amount, but he showered me with a number of videos when they came out, and I've spread those around, and the people that bother to take the time to look at them are just wild. They just can't believe the professional job he did on that series, What Would Muhammad Do?
Right. And that series that is available on my website on the left-hand side. There's a sword there right just to the left of my portrait, just above the spinning globe.
Exactly. I got one other thing after your break, John.
Okay, we have a break. We had a caller on hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.